Discover Mosaic Restaurant, where every experience is memorable and every meal is a masterpiece. Join us for breakfast, lunch, dinner, happy hour, and weekend brunch in our indoor dining room, bar, and outdoor patios. Enjoy Mosaic handcrafted cocktails, fine wines, craft beers, stone oven pizza, and locally sourced specials. Conveniently located next to the Sheraton Reading Hotel, just steps from Turtle Bay Museum, Sundial Bridge, and beautiful garden. Turtle Bay members enjoy a 10% discount year-round. For menus and reservations, visit mosaicreading.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
On great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Okay, welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and yeah, we're still day one at AUSA Conference. This has been an amazing day. We've met some amazing people, and we got, hey, now it's going to be fun because we get to talk about drones, dude. Yeah, I'm talking drones. This is going to be so cool. And we're talking to Ben Levinson, CEO of Heaven Drones. This is, I can't wait to get into this. Ben, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, man. Great to talk to you. You're the CEO, and the big thing about your drones, besides everybody else's, is hydrogen, right?
So that's correct. I'm going to start one step before that. Okay. Most drones in the market are flying cameras. They're flying around collecting information, camera sensors. That is amazing. It's an amazing value to be able to see beyond the horizon, etc. The challenge is, what do you do with that information? I founded Heaven Drones 5 years ago to build drones that can be flying robots. They can actually bring solutions. There's two main challenges that we're trying to overcome for a drone to be an effective flying robot. One is heavy payloads. How can drones lift payloads that are relevant to actually do things? The second one is long endurance, right? If drones are going to be flying for 30 minutes, an hour, that's great for some use cases, but can we really envision a future of 30, 40, 50 drones flying in swarms and coming back every 30 minutes? The answer is probably not. So our mission at Heaven Drone is to allow drones to become flying robots by trying to solve both those pieces, the heavy lift and the long endurance.
So you're basically talking robots flying robots.
Well, we actually have a specific product that is a drone that can carry a ground robot, which is, if you think about it, it's interesting. These ground robots are amazing technology, but if they have to go only a few hundred feet, but there's a border there, a fence, or there's water or any other, you know, challenging thing to overcome, they can't do that, right? Imagine it's a rooftop only, you know, three stories up, right? You can't get your ground robot on top of that rooftop to do that. We can do that now. I think it's a bit even more fundamental than that. Let's imagine drones, that these drones themselves are flying robots. What is a robot? A robot is actually doing something. That's how I think about a robot. So we want these drones to do your actual missions, whether that is dropping things off and moving things, whether it's taking out your enemies, right? And this, of course, is broader, right? There's a lot of other use cases, but essentially it's looking at the drones as the solution, not the one to only detect your problems.
Now, okay, so I got to find out about your background, man. I mean, that's a lot of heavy thinking going on there 5 years ago. What is your background?
Yeah, so not that interesting. I grew up in the U.S., moving when I was 10 years old to Israel. I served in the IDF in Israel as a combat commander. And in my service, I always had this entrepreneurial mindset, I would say. And when I was an infantry soldier, I started thinking about how we're fighting wars today as if we're, you know, a few hundred years ago, we're walking as soldiers, we have our guns. as infantry, of course, not Air Force, not, you know, Navy. And I'm like, this has got to evolve, right? And that was kind of what led this process. I volunteered 6 years ago for a national project in Israel, putting out fires, actually fires that were started by terrorists that sent, they sent fire kites and balloons from Gaza into Israel. I volunteered for this, you know, just to really to help out. And we used drones at first to identify the fires, but that wasn't enough, because by the time the firefighters got there, based on our locations, the fires are spreading. And this led to this project of building drones that could put out fires. And then through this project, I realized that if a drone could put out a fire, it could do so much more than that, right? So that was really kind of the history. And it's been 5 years. I was fortunate to found the company in a time that, if you look at the past 5 years, look at Ukraine, Russia, you know, the past three years, look at what's happening in Israel the past, you know, year plus already. The world is changing, and I was fortunate that Heaven Drone's already up and running, you know, with a significant operation in the U.S., in Israel, as this world has been changing. So to take advantage and really kind of build the technology when the customers are there.
Well, and speaking of that, I mean, I know that your guys are deployed right now in Israel, and I know you're talking to DOD about doing something here in the United States.
Yeah, correct. So we're actually a U.S. company. We're a U.S. company with an R&D center in Israel. Our go-to-market started with some work in Israel, because Israel is a much smaller market, so it's easier to get traction. And unfortunately, Israel often finds itself in situations where it's immediate, imminent. So we've been working a lot out of Israel. Our H-100 is the leading heavy lift solution, flying in all different kind of battlefields. Obviously, there's no GPS in battlefields of the modern world. You know, comms are very complicated with multiple different use cases. So we have that experience. And then we're actually also the sole provider with sole source hydrogen contract for the Israeli government. We do have a pretty significant U.S. operation that's already working with SOCOM and some others. So we're doing both. Again, a lot of our in the field experience has been, in Israel, just because that's where the active is going on. We've been working with contracts for the past 4 years with the U.S. DOD as well.
Well, and it's so interesting to me, too, Ben. We were talking to one of your other guys about just how, when you deploy a drone, how far away do you have to be? How far away can you be? And it depends on all about communications, right?
Correct. So, you know, if we think about drones, right, drones are what they call unmanned systems, right? So the whole advantage of a drone is to operate beyond where you'd want to go as an individual for a variety of reasons, of course, your safety and accessibility and pricing, etc. There's kind of a few pieces. Obviously, there's the distance of the physical drones. We tend to forget that. This goes back to the hydrogen piece, right? So our drones can fly about 10 hours, right? So about, 600 miles physically can actually fly and go the distance, right? The additional question is, if you've got a vehicle that can fly, how are you actually communicating with the drone? So obviously, communications are really important, and there's, regular communications, RF, radio frequencies. There's satellite communications, what's called SATCOM. As these drones are becoming more autonomous, which is interesting and a bit scary if we think about this in a broader context, then these systems can theoretically get a target and go by themselves. They can even identify targets as they go. So imagine a drone that
honestly.
Yeah, imagine a drone that gets a mission that says, hey, identify this, and this can be a person with a specific uniform, it could be a vehicle, it could be a target, and then just continue flying until you see that, and then, go and do your task.
Yeah.
And the scary part is that, it's not only us, the good people, the Western world that has technologies, it's also our adversaries, right? And unfortunately, we're seeing kind of the Russia, Iran, kind of becoming significant leaders in this space. We're looking at what's happening in Ukraine. People don't realize that Hamas opened up its attacks on October 7th in Gaza by taking out Israel's sensor systems with drones. Off the shelf, so $6,000 off the shelf Chinese drones, RPG head on the bottom of that, and they took out all our cameras. So Israel was, on October 7th, was totally blind. We could not see anything, and they just came in, right? So the aspect of drone technology is entering our lives, whether we like it or not. We just hope that we are leading this and not staying behind.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century. So has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. we've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and have publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message data rates may apply.
Get your holidays started with the perfect tree and your perfect style from the Home Depot. Whether you want something that you can assemble in a few clicks, steal the show with over 2,000 color-changing bulbs, or a tree with lights that can be controlled by remote or foot pedal. The Home Depot has it all in our huge assortment of premium trees. Plus, get free delivery on over 2 million items this holiday from The Home Depot. Subject to availability, see homedepot.com/delivery for details.
Hey, you know, as a veteran, you know the importance of staying connected to friends and family. And that's why you choose T-Mobile. They offer active duty military and veterans exclusive discounts like 40% off family lines. I mean, 40% off. That's huge. And the price you see is the price you pay with taxes and fees included. Plus, T-Mobile puts service members and military spouses first with employment initiatives and ongoing community investments. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more. 40% off additional price for military family lines 2 to 6 versus Go 5G with auto pay discount. Verify military service within 45 days or pay up to $20 more per line per month. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in monthly rate plan price. See T-Mobile.com.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Reading businesses, listen up. Black Bear Diner is now offering catering for events, meetings, and gatherings. Fuel your team with our delicious homestyle meals that everyone will love. Ready to make your next event a hit? Visit blackbeardiner.com for more information and place your order. Black Bear Diner, your go-to for great food and good times.
Black Bear Diner.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, we're talking to Ben Levinson here, having drones on the National Defense. I mean, that is such fascinating stuff. And I can't even imagine the way that your mind works, where the company is right now and its evolution, because I'm sure you're working on other products and other things and other aspects of these drones, right?
Yeah. So, you know, what's exciting about this is that we're kind of an industry that, you know, has no limit, right? Like, if you think about the future of, you know, having thousands of drones, if not, you know, hundreds of thousands of millions flying above our head and fighting our wars and many other use cases. So it's really an exciting time to be doing this. We start off with this drone that you can see behind us here, which is really a heavy lift drone. So this drone can lift 70 pounds of payload and do a variety of missions.
So you can put 70 pounds of payload on top of this drone?
Yeah.
Or integrated?
Correct. And these are everything from logistics, ground robots that we mentioned, as well as some other use cases, right? Air launch effects and some others. The main limitation is the flight time, right? Because this is still flying with batteries. And this leads us to this new system here.
So, talk about this.
So this system is powered by hydrogen fuel cells that basically give us about 3 to 5 times the energy density, so able to go for about 10 hours of flight time. There's two additional aspects that are very, very unique about this system. Number one is that it can fly in a totally stealth manner. What do I mean by that? Its noise is very, very low because there's no engine that's making noise. And its thermal signature is very, very low because, again, there's no engine that's making, right, a fire or anything burning there. There's no combustion going on. It's a fuel cell. The second piece, and this is really interesting, is that hydrogen, the most abundant, right, kind of aspect out there in the world, we can create our hydrogen anywhere in the world. What do I mean by that?
Water.
We have a product. It's a portable hydrogen refueling station. It's a trailer, so you can pick it up, put it up, you know, on your Humvee or your pickup truck.
Right.
The top is solar panels, and wherever you are in the world, you pull up and you create your energy. So if you are stuck in anywhere from Taiwan to wherever you are, and as long as you have the station in, you can refuel this 24/7 for eternity. And this is also, it's called energy independence. It's becoming more and more important as we're realizing that it's great to have the best F-35s, but if there's a war and you can't get your tankers in there, and if you can't refuel the F-35, they ain't going nowhere, right?
Right.
And, you know, we're obviously very, very heavily dependent on diesel and fuel. So this is a really, really important solution. And because we're using a relatively small amount of hydrogen, usually less than 1 pound per flight, that's it, it's really easy to solve this and fly in the field. So we've been getting additional contracts from the government to really scale out that piece of the hydrogen. So if you think about, again, just kind of where we're going, right? We are all in hydrogen as the correct source for scaling out drones. Again, flight times of 10 hours, totally stealth, you know, refueling this in the field. And we have drones that vary from about 10 pounds to 50 pounds of useful payload. Anything you can imagine, but everything from logistics, of course, cameras, sensors, communication relays, and then, of course, air launch effects, being able to use these as very, very effective.
Small child.
Yeah. So everything, a lot of...
How much does this guy weigh?
So this is the basic one that weighs 55 pounds. That's his total weight, and can lift 10 pounds of payload. It's what they call a Group 2. And we have a bigger version that's in development that will lift about 50 pounds of payload.
Are you like the Elon Musk of drones?
So I think anyone stepping into Elon Musk's shoes, I think, is a big... and he blew up a lot of shit, you know, before he really saw success. So hopefully... but I would love to take, you know, the ambition, I think, from Elon, which is to really solve the problems and to really think, you know, to try to think forward a few steps, right? That's what I take from Elon, is that, like, let's not look at today's aspects, but, like, how are we building, you know, reusable rockets? We got all saw yesterday how they, you know, grabbed out of the sky. Like, we're trying, like, it's easier to solve to power these drones by electricity or combustion engine because that's what's in the market today.
Sure.
We realize that in the next, again, the decades of the future, it won't work else, you know, kind of elsewhere. So we are kind of really trying to push forward, you know, take that 2, 3, 4 generation jump, invest in that, get our investors, get our employees, everyone behind that, and build it out. And again, we're fortunate to be in a time where I think we believe that the winner of the next 2 decades of the drone world is being created in the next 2 years. So if we can win these next 2 years, because as all these forces you see around you in the U.S., allies, and elsewhere, as they're starting to pick their partners, they're going to, you know, they're going to kind of lock them in.
Sure.
They're going to design them down there, and then they're going to scale out. So again, we're fortunate to be a leading player in Israel, a very strong player here in the U.S. We have a joint venture in India So we're actually operating out in India and some other markets as well. So we're hopefully going to be one of those leaders. But, you know, we're definitely working day in, day out of making this important.
And that's why we need guys like you. I mean, visionaries, thinkers, because the folks that are on the ground right now, the military might that's on the ground, you think one step at a time, right? You got to get through today. You got to get through the next hour.
Yeah.
And so you don't have time generally to think about, you know, what's going to happen in the next decade or what's going to happen in the next century. So that is so important, that kind of thinking that you bring.
Yeah, I'll just give them a bit more slack. I'm just joking here. But, like, I think their goal is to make sure that today, if there's a attack today or tomorrow, what do we do about that? I think our goal is to make sure that, you know, we really push in technologies. It's just important, I think, as a broader kind of statement, that the broader, let's say, you know, bureaucracy, the institutions, right, including in the government side, they really take this longer term view and they help support companies that are taking that view. Right? It's, you know, we obviously see the big five primes here. And on one hand, they're doing great work. On the other hand, if we think about the wars of the future, and I heard this from a senior Air Force official here in the U.S., that if you take 10 F-35s, right, and fight against 10,000 small drones, right, F-35s are, you know, 1,000 times better than small drones. But it's almost impossible to stop these 10,000 drones or stopping 1%, which is already 100 drones, from taking down an aircraft carrier, for example, right? And it's not that the 10 F-35s aren't stronger per se,
right,
but if you scale this out and they have, you know, a million, 10 million, 100 million small drones that aren't that good technologically, right? But, you know, they can be able to, at the end, to win the battle. So I think we have to make sure to change that mindset of, you know, rapid procurement, moving faster, and again, you know, trying to support the companies that are really working day in, day out to make this a reality.
Well, what if you had the 20 F-35s and 10,000 drones?
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Right?
For sure.
I think that's what we're talking
about. No, it's not a question of either or. It's a question just of the important point is that when you're developing a 10-year program for F-35, there's a certain way of doing that, of managing that, etc. In our world, in 6 months, we're going to have new systems out there, right? Like,
right,
if you have a 2-year procurement process, by the time you get you order your first system, it will be too late, right? So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's more of a mindset. It's not a question of budget. We have $800+ billion. It's not a budget question. It's a question of how we procurement and how we make sure that we fit ourselves, right, and, you know, the U.S. DOD to the needs in this area of the emerging, right, be able to move fast, you know, kind of upgrade, et cetera.
Well, we work very closely with the DOD, so anybody I see from there, I'm going to mention your name and let them know the work you're doing.
And again, I want to say, I think it's changing, right? DIU, amazing partner of ours, amazing organization that is changing it. You know, and again, I won't mention names here, but a lot of amazing, amazing leaders within the U.S. DOD that are changing it. It's just a change of mindset. And when you have over, you know, when you have millions of employees in the U.S. DOD and you got to change, that's a big ship to move, right?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. It's less,
big ship to turn around.
Yeah, it's less criticism. It's more about, if you think, it's more about a mindset. Right, you know, to win, you got to be able to, you know, move fast and nimble. You know, imagine how these systems are powered by AI, right? We all see the AI, you know, put AI in these systems, how good are they going to become? If you have a 2-year procurement process, you know, that you're going to be buying ChatGPT, the first version that came out, you know,
obsolete
2 years ago, right? It's like, you know, you just stay behind, right? So, like, it's a different mindset. But again, I think our leaders in DOD are making that change. They're moving the ship with them, and I'm very optimistic about the future.
Where can people find out more about Heaven Drones?
Yes, our website, HeavenDrones.com. Reach out to me, you know, anyone else. But yeah, we're out there.
You hiring?
Yeah, we're growing. We're growing really fast. Essentially across different roles. So in the engineering, you know, obviously a product company, so in engineering roles.
I can see a lot of veterans transitioning out from into engineering roles.
Yeah, so engineering roles is one thing. We have a lot of operations roles. So flight ops, again, customer support, business development, all those roles are, almost all veterans. So there's definitely a lot of opportunities. Please reach out. We always love to find interesting individuals that have the motivation to make the world a better place and be part of a company that's actually doing that. And again, not just in broad, but like being part of that change, right? So that's people that we look for. We like to be part of our journey.
Man, I love that, Ben. Great talking to you, man.
Wow,
that's so fascinating. We'll be right back here at the National Defense.
Thank you.
According to the latest research from the Department of Education, just 43% of fourth graders in the U.S. are reading at or above the national proficiency level. The facts are clear. Our nation is facing a literacy crisis. But rather than solve the problem, school districts across the country are masking it by lowering standards and redefining proficiency. That is unfair to the children they are trusted to serve. The Leadership Institute's School Board Leaders Program refuses to give up on our nation's children. They deserve better, and we know that they rise to the occasion when we set high standards and believe in them. Reversing this trend demands that our education system get back to the basics of teaching reading, writing, math, and the sciences, and upholding high standards. The success and future of our country depends on the ability of our citizens to read and think. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about how we're working for a world-class education for every student. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
9.9 million Americans misuse prescription drugs, with most of the pills coming from family and friends' medicine cabinets. The National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day addresses this public health and safety issue. Help us keep prescription drugs out of the hands of our young people. Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, October 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, contact Chemical People at 241-5958.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Welcome back to the National Defense. Nate Herron here in the studio. Randy, of course, out on the East Coast at that big AUSA convention we're going to talk about later on, the Department of Defense bringing all their big people in. But we are joined by an actress that anytime I see in a project, I get excited. And Amy Brenneman is back. We got season two of The Old Man on FX, and Amy is part of that production. Welcome to the show, Amy.
Thank you so
so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, your career, obviously NYPD Blue. I got to say, one of the most underrated roles that you've had, when you were on Veep as Regina Pell, that was hilarious. And I understand that was not a great time in your life when you were on it, but that you thought maybe that kind of directed a little bit more creative juice in your direction.
Oh, yeah, that's so sweet. Yeah, I was, I still am, I think Veep is the best show ever. So I actually kind of created that role for myself through social media, because people, you know, fans would, they always say, like, what show would you want to be on? And I always said Veep, and they said, what would you play? And I said, and I just sort of came off the top of my head. I was like, oh, my gosh, I'd be, you know, her college girlfriend that she wants to disown. Mm-hmm. And Louis-Dreyfus saw that tweet, or somehow it came back to her, and she was like, oh, my gosh, that's kind of a good idea. So I was so thrilled. Yeah, it was literally the day after my dad passed, and I was going to go out to Connecticut. He was going on sort of palliative care, and we thought it would take a couple more days, and he chose that moment. But he really liked the show, and it was going to be one day, and I kind of, I always kind of look at those clips in a kind of shimmery way, but I definitely, he loved to laugh, he loved the show, and I was like, okay, I'm going to do it for you, and I'm so glad I did.
Shimmery, that's something, one of the skills in your toolbox is that you can convey so much emotion with just, you know, the muscles in your face, the way that you can appear earnest or furious or terrified, and it comes across very naturally, and it doesn't look, you know, it's a credit to you as an actress, and we're excited to see you along some other great former guests here on the show. On FX's The Old Man, of course, Jeff Bridges, huge fan of him, and John Lithgow we've had on the program a couple of times. There's a lot of talent in this cast for The Old Man season 2.
I gotta eat my Wheaties in the morning to keep up with those guys.
So you play Zoe McDonald, and we got Jeff Bridges' character on the run. He's got some serious firepower chasing him down, and he ends up renting a room from your character. What can fans expect, fans of the series The Old Man? They've already watched the first one on FX, or maybe they didn't watch the first season. Do they need to go and cram in that whole first season before they watch season 2?
You know, I would. I definitely would, just because it's a really complicated super spy international espionage-y kind of thing. And it is a serial, meaning, like, you're not really going to know what's going on if you dive in season 2. So my character is sort of the one, I mean, literally sort of the only character in the whole story that is not connected to this decades-old story of these two men, Lithgow and Jeff, and their time as CIA operatives in Afghanistan in the 80s. And then you cut to 30 years later, and Jeff has been living off the grid, and Lithgow is now in the FBI, and then sort of this old story gets unearthed. And he's on the run and needs a place to hide out. And I am a lady with an Airbnb, it's as simple as that. So I get sort of sucked into this world. But, you know, Zoe's a very complicated person in her own right, mm-hmm. and kind of naturally has a spy brain. You know, that's so we go out on a funny little date. And just the way I talk and the way I see the world and the way I'm sort of slightly paranoid but also really insightful about people, you can see Jeff thinking, like, oh, my God, like, you could be one of me, you know. So then I do, you know, there's a wonderful turn in season 1 where I started coming to my own. And then I, you know, it's a little bit of A Star Is Born where he kind of tutors me and then I kind of take it and run with it.
Interesting. You know, John Lithgow and Bridges too, I'd say two guys who are great improvisers. Are these scripts pretty tight, or do you guys have any sort of creative, you know, you created your own character for Veep. How much creative direction do you guys get on a show like The Old Man, or do you need to stick to what's on the page?
Yeah, it's a really good question. We are very loose and very relaxed. That said, John Steinberg, our showrunner, you know, it's written in a very particular tone and a particular style. So I would say we really kind of work on the script before we shoot it. You know, there's different processes. It's a very open and collaborative process. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is generally when I get a script, half the time, my first question, if I need to ask a question, is like, I don't quite understand this. But can you explain it to me? And then usually I'm satisfied with the answer. And if not, I'm like, then I ask for like a line change or a script change. But usually it's like, let me, at this point in my career, it's funny. I've gone through different waves, but at this point I'm pretty respectful of the writing. So it's really my job to sort of make it work. That said, it's very loose and very supportive, and but it's shot in a pretty particular tone, you know. So we kind of stick within the world of the show, if you will.
Sure. Those shows all have their own ecosystems, their own ethos that kind of informs, you know, the way the characters go. And you know, you got someone as acclaimed and as accomplished as you are. You know, it's easy to kind of fit into that mold.
Yeah.
Well, we got the season. We got season 2 of The Old Man on Thursdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central on FX. And Amy Brenneman, you can catch her out there playing her role again as Zoe, along with The Old Man, living off the grid and then deciding to go to Airbnb. I'm pretty sure any Airbnb, once you've been off the grid for a while, probably looks pretty attractive. So any last thoughts for us, Amy?
No, thank you so much for all your support, and thank you to everybody that's listening for your service.
And we appreciate you and entertaining us through all the years here, and we'll hope to hear from you again soon. Thank you very much. You've been listening to The National Defense.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. North Chicago, Illinois is a city of approximately 33,000 people, including the Naval Station Great Lakes community. According to Renew Communities, a local nonprofit committed to revitalization in the northern suburb, it's a city with tremendous potential but also significant needs. To help Renew Communities' goals of increasing home ownership and job growth, Medline employees, including 25 members of Medline's Veteran Engagement Team, an employee resource group, helped to build 2 homes this fall for veteran families with low incomes. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
The time for holiday hosting is upon us, so make your second bathroom second to none with HomeDepot.com's best savings of the season. Right now, enjoy up to 40% off select online baths. Find the latest entrance styles of vanities, faucets, showers, tubs, toilets, and more, all at prices that will let your budget relax right along with you and your beautifully renovated bath. Get up to 40% off select online bath plus free delivery at the Home Depot. Subject to availability, see HomeDepot.com/delivery for details.
Hey, you know, as a veteran, you know the importance of staying connected to friends and family. And that's why you choose T-Mobile. They offer active duty military and veterans exclusive discounts like 40% off family lines. I mean, 40% off. That's huge. And the price you see is the price you pay with taxes and fees included. Plus, T-Mobile puts service members and military spouses first with employment initiatives and ongoing community investments. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more. 40% off additional price for military family lines 2-6 versus Go5G with auto pay discount. Verify military service within 45 days or pay up to $20 more per line per month. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in monthly rate plan price. See T-Mobile.com.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data, based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. and imported content.
Todd is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Todd, and I live in Georgia. I'm a veteran of 23 years. I love to give back to the community, whether it's my fellow veterans, some guy on the street corner. I offer what I can, when I can. I started noticing that my memory was slipping, and I wanted to take proactive measures to try to help that. I saw a Prevagen commercial, and I did some research on it, and I wanted to find out, does this stuff really work? I started taking Prevagen about 3 years ago. Since taking Prevagen, I feel clearer in my thoughts, my memory has improved, and generally just more on point.
Prevagen is available in stores everywhere without a prescription. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Whether it's a harvest theme or Halloween, there's plenty of decorations to choose from at Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. They feature a wide variety of costumes and costume jewelry, along with a lot of fall decor, pumpkins, garland, wreaths, and more. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Jazz Big Band Ensemble and Jazz Combo will be holding their fall concert on November 1st at 7:30 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. The performance will be directed by Zach Gifford. $7 general admission, $5 seniors and students, $10 at the door. For more information, please visit shastacollege.edu/arts-events or call the theater box office at 530-242-7573.
Join us as we celebrate a milestone in American history, the 249th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Mark your calendars for November 10th at the Wind River Event Center, where everyone is invited to honor the Marines in style. The celebration kicks off with a march to colors featuring the Jefferson Pipes and Drums as we pay tribute to our oldest and youngest Marines. This unforgettable evening includes a delicious dinner, birthday cake, and dancing. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. That's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. Again, that's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. We can't wait to celebrate with you on November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. See you there.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
That we're not talking basketball today. We're talking about money, right?
Well, we're talking about saving your money and the future, and we're talking about God blessing something finally that's going to help us here all over the world. It's called GodBlessBitcoin.com.
GodBlessBitcoin.com, the website where you can access for free the film God Bless Bitcoin, that John is not only a part of the production, but he's also the executive producer. You know, most people at this point know about cryptocurrency. Of course, Bitcoin, kind of the standard bearer of there. There's a lot of. You don't know any Dogecoin, do you? Do you have any of those weird ones, the meme coins?
You know, we're on a family station, but we, if it's not Bitcoin, it's another kind of coin.
Clipcoin, there we go. You've got an interesting tack that you're taking with this documentary, this production. You know, people know about monetary systems, and you see the dance that world governments are doing, and you know, and national governments are doing on how they are going to handle cryptocurrency. Even the United States, it seems like kind of we're still kind of feeling our way out as a country. But God Bless Bitcoin takes a different kind of tack, where there's morals involved and there's ethics. That just walk us through how you came to be part of this project and why God's involved in cryptocurrency.
Well, there's certain times, certain ways that you can go about in trying to teach finance. I remember there's one of the books that I read was The Richest Man in Babylon, was explaining on how you invest in family and how you start a family business and how you move your kids right into financial literacy and how you have build financial generational wealth. That they were getting away from that. The mentality of get a job, work real hard, retire, go on vacation in the summertime, that mentality, then you get 65 years old, you start headed toward death. That was the mentality of we don't want scientists, we don't want engineers, we want people, employees. And these employees, like my dad and my mom, worked their butt off for honest day living, still to have to work into their 60s and 70s. The difference is at one time we didn't have to do it like that. It was, if a dollar was worth a dollar, mm-hmm. a silver dollar, you buy a silver dollar today, it was worth a silver dollar in a week. Now if you buy a silver dollar, you bought that silver dollar, it's worth $37. And it's kind of hard to explain to me how this one silver dollar is now worth $37.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great investment, but they pushed you away from buying silver, pushed you away from buying gold. It was charlatans all around making sure I take a fee here and a fee here. And if I switch from my bank over to your bank, if you wire that money as opposed to sending them a check worth of paper and cutting down a tree, it's going to be $25. If you ACH somebody, it's going to be $47,000 in a fee. No longer that in Bitcoin. If you and I were to say something and I said, hey, I'll get that from you, go, all right, I'll sell it to you for 10 Bitcoin, shares of Bitcoin. Oh, okay, here you go, 10 shares of Bitcoin, boom, sold, no fees, peer-to-peer, action is transparent. You can't really scam me. You can't say it's going into this account and move, and then all of a sudden you dissolve your account, my money's gone. No, it's in that bank. It's in that wallet. It's not touchable. It's digital.
Mm-hmm.
And so the future is digital. Right now, you and I are on the phone. I'm on the phone. You're on the phone. We're having a conversation, and no one is thinking about who's taking care. Is it a lady at a board sticking a thing in, like Lily Thomas? Like, is that happening? Is this a Carol Burnett show? you know, it's time to change it. Even like with the military, I know in your commissary, when you go in there, you can, it's like everybody else, you don't have to have cash. You can put it on your card. Mm-hmm. People are so used to that. You remember when they were giving away credit cards at one time, that was a big thing. Plastic money was a huge, huge thing in the 70s and 80s. And that was a new concept. So this is the newest concept. This is the reason it said God bless Bitcoin is because it literally puts us back in a position to be in charge of your money, and it's going to save your money. It's going to help you move forward. It's going to put you in the future. Get your wallet. There's a whole, like you just said, there's a whole lot of coins out there. If I were you, I would stay with the one that was, that everybody is buying and investing in, and that's the Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's an interesting premise that you bring up there with the different ways that money has changed. You know, we didn't, you know, personal checks. At one point in time, those were, you know, groundbreaking, and people had to get used to those. With a decentralized platform like Bitcoin, you got the blockchain, you know, traceable yet not traceable. There's a lot of confusion. What do you think is the most common misconception of people that you've spoken to about cryptocurrency?
Is that it's fake and that you can't see it and you can just say whatever, you can put any value on it and it helps cartels. You know, they just throw a whole bunch of words at you, but no one is paying attention that they literally just print dollars over and over and over. They have no idea. Not only did President Nixon lie to the public and spy on his own citizens, they literally got rid of the gold standard. What did we based our monies on? And how could that be? Why would a president do that? You know, they have to understand that there are some bad people out there who weren't looking out for our best interests.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can look out for your best interests.
Well, you've got some good people involved in this documentary. I saw you've got Mark Cuban, who we've had on the show before, and Tony Hawk, new grandpa Tony Hawk is in it.
Yeah.
What can people expect to see when they go to GodBlessBitcoin.com and watch? Again, I should point out we're talking money, but there's no, you don't have to send any Bitcoin to John. You don't have to send him any cash. No money order. It's a free. It's free to watch. What can they expect when they log on to GodBlessBitcoin.com?
One, they won't be bored. Two, it looks beautiful. It's shot so well. I'm hoping that the Academy realizes it and at least gives us a nod as far as being nominated.
You're trying to start a new first man to win three championships with three different teams and win an Oscar. That's what you're going for now, huh?
Well, I was so pissed off that Kobe won before me. I was like, man, I can't get anything by a young fella. I was like, man, I was literally wanting to be the first to win an Oscar and be able to brag about that. I still brag about it. But yeah, I literally believe that when people watch this, this one is entertaining, it looks great, and two, you learn something. You know, you sit around watching reality shows that don't help anybody, especially the people on the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like watching Jerry Springer with people with nice clothes. It doesn't enhance your life. This will enhance your life. So watch GodBlessBitcoin.com. The director, Brian, and his wonderful wife decided that they were going to give this to everyone free because they believe in America. They love people, and they want you to know things. You know, you've been out of college a long time. A lot of people want to stop learning. Keep learning. Keep using your brain.
Well, you've been educating and entertaining us for decades now, not just on the court, but, of course, on TV. And we thank you very much for your time. And, again, check out John's work as executive producer of God Bless Bitcoin at GodBlessBitcoin.com. Mr. Sally, thank you so much for your time.
All right. Stay alive.
You've been listening to The National Defense.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Illegal disposable Chinese vapes are flooding store shelves and infiltrating our schools. The next administration must take immediate action. Here's former Arizona law enforcement officer Joby Dickinson.
Illegal disposable vapes are being smuggled into the U.S. The FDA has failed to crack down, and teen vaping of these Chinese-made illegal products has surged. Our next president must commit to cracking down on these illegal imports. It's time for accountability.
This message is brought to you by the Border
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.